going to lift up also our Sunday school theme from serving in God's diner. So that's why our texts both kind of revolve around food or sharing a meal together today. And it's the gospel is one of those very popular texts that we all know from Sunday school, right? Zacchaeus, the Zacchaeus song. Well, Zacchaeus was probably the least popular man in Jericho. He was the head tax collector for Rome in the district, and he made such a killing at it, taking more than he should have and filling his own pockets as well as Rome's, that people just didn't really like him very much. He wanted for nothing except to see Jesus. Nobody knew the widow of Zarephath. She lived with her son, and she had no husband to provide for her, and she literally could not provide for herself. She had next to nothing. She was down to her last handful of flour and her last drops of oil. She's about to prepare her last meal for herself and her son so that they may eat it and die. The widow, whose name we don't even know, and Zacchaeus, could not be further apart. But salvation comes to both of them in different ways. Zacchaeus is saved by his encounter with Jesus, by letting go of all his excess, all that he had stolen, that he had hoarded for himself. The widow is saved when God sends Elijah to her home and miraculously keeps her jar of flour and oil filled until the rain returns to the land. Part of the reason they were starving was because there was a famine in their area. So God gave them food until the rain came back. One person was saved by giving away, and another person was saved by being given more. And things are still a lot the same in our world today, aren't they? Some people have empty cupboards, and some have full cupboards. Some of us feel empty spiritually, while some of us overflow with faith. Some of us still do live paycheck to paycheck. Some of us have money in the bank, or at least ways to get money through maybe family members, equity in our home, or things that we have we can sell. Some of us grow up in homes full of love. Some of us grow up hungry for love. Some grow up with the world at their doorstep, and some grow up feeling that crime and dishonesty, kind of like Zacchaeus, is the only way. But no matter if we are empty or full, God gives us salvation. We all need God. In a world that likes to make headlines out of those divisions, white and black, men and women, wealthy and impoverished, and everything in between, because a lot of us just kind of stay in the middle of things too, don't we? Something we all have in common is our need for God. God loves us all and comes to us where we are, empty or full. Last week, Pastor Paul mentioned again a verse that we hear a lot at Grace from Philippians 4, written by the Apostle Paul while he was in prison. And it struck me so much last week, I just had to share it again this week. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. As we think about being empty and full, I think that's a very appropriate Bible verse for us to think about, that no matter what our circumstances, it is God who provides for us and gives us strength. I came across another quote that I think is also a great one for us to think about from 1 Timothy. We have brought nothing into the world, and neither can we carry anything out. So having sustenance, food, and covering, shelter, we shall be content with these things. I think especially on days like today, it's good for us to remember the blessing it is to have warmth and shelter, because there are people in our world who don't have those things. Every pastor has to do a year-long internship before they can take on a congregation. It's a chance for a learning experience, to make some mistakes, to find out what works and what doesn't. And I did my internship at two different sites in St. Louis, Missouri. One was a congregation and one was a campus ministry, and they were kind of connected. There was a thriving graduate student ministry at this campus ministry, actually. And so you would think that being involved with college kids and grad students, you know, that kind of internship wouldn't involve a whole lot of sickness or hospital visits. But that all changed for me about halfway through the year. Robert, who was one of our faithful grad students, got diagnosed with a brain tumor that was cancerous. And he had major, major surgery that left him, I don't know, paralyzed is the right word, but he still walks with canes today. He lost many fine motor and gross motor skills, had chemo, radiation, the whole thing at just 26 years old. I visited him each week in the hospital or at home, taking him to doctor's visits and helping his wife out after the surgery. But what I saw in Robert really amazed me. He started out very healthy with lots of promise in life. He endured a lot, and he went through it all with God. His life was still full of promise because he walked with God. I know there are many things that can cause us to question our faith in life. There are ups and downs. We can easily look around us and find any reason to doubt God. Cancer, politics, hunger, abuse, war. There's many things that happen in our world that cause us to ask why. Here's what I found as I searched CNN while I was writing my sermon. Some of the different headlines. Then there was my favorite headline. Taylor Swift trademarks this sick beat, which is a line from one of her songs, in case you don't know who Taylor Swift is. So the world can sometimes seem empty, whether it's from things like that or from the things that happen that cause us to wonder why. It can cause spiritual emptiness for us sometimes. But God is still working in the lives of the hungry and in the lives of those who have abundance. And so I took a walk around church this week to take pictures of just a few ways that we can see God helping in the world at Grace. Remember back in December, our junior youth group, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, went to Lasada. They spent some of their own money to buy Christmas gifts, and also you as a congregation donated money for them to bring gifts to shut-ins at a nursing home. Also in December, we collected the donations for Advocates, and there's the trunk of my minivan all full of the wonderful things that you so generously gave to help these people who have lost so much and endured so much. I took a picture of our bulletin board. Go check it out. There's many opportunities for us to serve happening. St. Ben's trips coming up to the St. Ben's Soup Kitchen. All Peoples is coming to worship with us on February 25th. Sign up for helping provide dinner for that. Our One Can plan, a blood drive happening, our play group. And then I saw this, our Stephen Ministry program, which provides people to walk with those who are feeling empty for any number of reasons in their lives. And they do it in the name of Christ. As we celebrate our 50th anniversary this month, think about that. 50 years of sharing the gospel in this community and beyond. What a wonderful thing, and we'll start hearing more about that as the year goes on. Today is our toucan Sunday, and the kids will be bringing donations to help feed the toucan and feed people in our communities who are hungry. And if you notice that paper chain link going down that hall there, that is the number of donations we've gotten for the toucan plan, so watch it grow this year. And give thanks for our kids who are learning also how to help feed others. You also need to stop by the kitchen. It's like gleaming because the Lydia Circle came this week and cleaned that thing from top to bottom, something that we don't think to do very often. It doesn't get a lot of credit, but thank you for that. It's really, really nice to have people giving their time selflessly. We've got classes going on at Grace where we're learning about doing faith together as family. How can we tell our children and lift each other up in God's word and in care and prayer for each other? And there's two new women's groups that have started with over 30 people coming each month to learn about faith and to grow together. In our youth room, I didn't get a picture of it, but there are signs up from our high school students about how they hope to help end domestic violence, reasons why we believe that this should not happen ever in our world. In a little bit, our halls will be filled with Sunday school students learning, people teaching, Bible studies. There is a lot of evidence of good here in this place. This week, as you go from this place, I want you to pay attention to a couple of things. One is, when do you feel empty? What is it that causes you to feel like you need some nourishment in some area of your life, or a place you feel despair, a place you need to receive something? And then I want you to think about, when are moments in your week when you feel full? When do you feel like you have an abundance of things that you could give away or share? Could be something concrete, like food or clothes, or it could be something like a quality God gave you in abundance to share. A quality of listening, of prayer, of fixing things, service. Anybody have the abundance of patience? That's always something we can share in our world. But no matter how we are feeling, empty, full, or in between, God is with us through it all. It's always my prayer that no matter what happens in my life, that I'll go through it with God close to me. I won't push God away. There are no guarantees for you or for me that life won't bring some pretty hard struggles. Some of you might be going through that right now. But what we do know is that God never stops loving us. He never stops calling us to share with those in need. We are blessed to be a blessing in the world. In a little bit, you'll come up to God's table to be filled again with the bread and the wine, to be emptied of your sins, to be your hurts, and to be filled with the Spirit of Christ. If you're ever wondering where a miracle is in this world, this table is a good place to start looking for it, because God is here for all of us in that. And in all of the tables around the world where we speak the words Jesus said and where we eat and drink in remembrance of him. Come and meet God here. Take a few moments of prayer now to thank God for being with you in your highs and your lows and your in-betweens. Think about those times when you feel empty and full and how God has been with you through it all. Amen.